presenter is Matthew Chapek from North Dakota State University, Fargo. He's going to switch it up from canola and wheat to corn.
So where is that? Okay, like you said, my name is Matthew Sheppy, and I'm a master's student at NDSU. And my research is on raised bed tile drainage and nitrogen fertilizer management on corn in eastern North Dakota. And first of all, I want to excuse my... I grew up on a farm in northeastern corner of North Dakota, and I want to excuse my farmer slang if I end up doing that and you don't understand something. So why is this research important? Well, corn in the last 10 years has... the acreage has increased dramatically. And in the eastern part of North Dakota, where my research is, it's mostly in the Red River Valley, we have high clay content soils that are poorly drained, have poor water infiltration, and they have a tendency to erode, cause erosion too. So we have issues of excess water. So planters have, growers have a hard time planting, getting in the field and plant, and then if they get the field planted, they have a hard time harvesting because of this excess moisture. And nitrogen loss is a major concern, particularly through denitrification, and then fertilizers, as we all know, are costly, and they've risen over the past 10 years. And also, could raised beds address water and nitrogen loss issues? So the objective of this study was to look at different water management, tillage systems, nitrogen management practices in an area where water management and nitrogen management is a problem and conventional tillage is the main tillage practice. So to talk about my treatments here, we have two drainage treatments or water management treatments, tiled soil and then untiled soil, and then two tillage treatments, conventional tillage and the raised beds tillage system. And the conventional tillage is where we chisel plow in the fall and then cultivate in the springtime to prepare the seed bed. And with the raised beds tillage system, we're looking at going into a conventional tillage system, forming that raised bed in the fall, and then planting on it in the springtime. And we can. And what we did is we re-ridged in the springtime to incorporate our nitrogen treatments. So then talk about these nitrogen treatments. We have a factorial arrangement of three total nitrogen rates, or three rates of nitrogen, and then five nitrogen management practices, and then a 16th treatment, which would be a check, a zero nitrogen applied. So the three rates, the total nitrogen was 135 kilograms per hectare as a low rate. The medium rate was 180 kilograms per hectare, and the high rate was 225 kilograms per hectare. And then the five nitrogen management practices were first 100% urea applied pre-plant, so we broadcast it and then incorporated it before planting. Then the second treatment was urea plus Instinct, which is that's Instinct's the trade name. It's nitropyrin is the common name, and it's a nitrification inhibitor. So we applied the urea, then sprayed on the Instinct and incorporated it before planting. Then the third nitrogen management treatment. Our practice, we have a blend of ESN and urea. So 70% of the nitrogen was urea and 30% was ESN, which is an environmentally smart urea, also called PCU, a polymer coated urea. And so that was spread, broadcasted and then incorporated into the soil before planting. And then we have a split application treatment. 50% urea before broadcasted and incorporated before planting, and then 50% as nitrogen as UAN, urea ammonium nitrate, and that was dribbled on the surface at the 6-leaf 6-collar leaf stage in corn. And then the fifth and final nitrogen management practice is another split application with 50% applied before planting and then 50% applied as UAN with tank mixed with Agartain Plus, which contains DCD and MBPT, a nitrification inhibitor and a urease inhibitor. And to talk about my experiment designs, in the Fargo location was a split plot arrangement in a randomized complete block design with the drainage treatments as the whole plot, the tillage treatments as the subplot, and then the factorial arrangement of the nitrogen fertilizer treatments as the subplot. And then the Hitterdahl and Prosper locations was a split plot arrangement in a randomized complete block design with tillage as the whole plot and the factorial arrangement of nitrogen fertilizer treatments with the no nitrogen applied checked as the subplot. And all these locations were replicated 4 times. So to talk about the results here, the 2012 growing season was a really dry year. We had about 16 centimeters of rainfall from planting to physiological maturity in corn. So and that's dramatically lower than what we're used to because this experiment was designed for wet conditions because we were looking for water logging. But so under a dry year, looking at the yield here, there was no difference between tiled and untiled soil at the alpha value 0.01 or 0.1. And then as you can see to your guys' left here, that the main effects, there was no difference in main effects, no significance, but there was one significance in the interaction with the drainage times tillage interaction. And we're going to talk about this in this next slide here. So to talk about this drainage times tillage interaction, so as you can see on this table here, in the top here under tile drainage, that the conventional, because the LSD is down below there, 302 kilograms per hectare. As you can see, that conventional tillage under tile drainage yielded significantly higher than the raised beds under tile drainage. And then on an untiled situation, that the raised beds almost significantly yield higher than the conventional tillage methods, but not significant, but it's close. And then to combine all three locations here, looking at the tillage and the nitrogen fertilizer treatment, the main effects, and then all these interactions, as you can see, looking at the F value here, that there was no significance in tillage, and then the nitrogen fertilizer treatments when combining the across all three locations, and then no significance in the tillage times nitrogen fertilizer treatments, but then location was significant, and then the location by times nitrogen fertilizer treatments was. So we're going to talk about the significance. But first of all, we're going to, as you can see here, I got the graph with the looking at the effect of conventional tillage and raised beds on corn yield at these three locations, so separating them out. As you can see, there was no yield difference. So this is in a dry year. But as you can see, this Fargo location yielded significantly lower than Hitterdahl and Prosper. So that's why you got that significance in the location the significant F value, as you saw earlier, in that location main effect. And then, so to talk about the nitrogen management practices at these three locations. So talk about Fargo. There was no significance when you just analyzed Fargo separately between the nitrogen fertilizer treatments. But at Hitterdahl and Prosper, you did get a significant. There was significance there. So in this graph, I averaged these five nitrogen management practices over the three rates of nitrogen. So as you can see at Hitterdal, which is in the red, your highest yield was urea with nitropyrin with Instinct, and then you got your lowest yield with when you just had urea alone, and then the other three treatments were intermediate. Now we're going to look at the effect of nitrogen rates, so averaged over all five nitrogen management practices. At Hitterdal here, you got a general increase when you went from low to the medium rate, but not much. And then at Prosper, the low rate yielded the highest. But this again was a dry year, and you didn't get the nitrogen loss that we usually see. So in conclusion, the 2012 growing season had below normal rainfall and little water logging occurred. And because this happened, we had no difference in yield under tiled versus untiled soil in a dry year, no significant difference in yield between raised beds and conventional tillage, and then a little yield response between the different nitrogen fertilizer treatments. And then we had the 2013 growing season for further investigation, which I just finished harvesting last Monday. And I do have some of the results analyzed, so if you had questions about that, I can maybe give you a brief overview of what I saw in 2013. So, any questions? Yes.
Yeah, so I assume 2013 was a little wetter than 2012.
Yep.
Any difference in the rate beds with
regards to the yield? Yeah, we had, as I said, in June, we had a lot of water logging, which is normal, but when I analyzed the results, there was no significance at any location. And there's a little, I think maybe at one location there was like a 2 bushel advantage with raised beds, and the others showed like maybe a 5 bushel advantage for conventional tillage. So there was, but it was non-significant. That's what it kind of puzzles me, because, well, especially at the Hitterdal location where we had water logging, there was water sitting between the ridges, because it was in my first couple of slides, and that's one thing I'm still thinking about why that happened, because we had a lot of water logging, but also the plant on these ridges was tough to get the plant centered on the ridge, going on top of the ridge, because at the Hitterdal location, I hipped it up high, thinking, you know, get this ridge as high as possible. But then once the planter started sliding off, so some of the plants got planted on the side of the ridge and maybe were stressed a little bit, which they shouldn't have, but. So planting on the raised beds was hard, but yep.
Was there any drainage in either year? If so, were you able to do any analysis on the drainage?
Yeah, as you saw in 2012, it was non-significant, and then this year in 2013, which was wet, it was non-significant, but there was a 5 bushel advantage for tile drainage. It yielded 5 bushels more than the untouched soil, but it was non-significant.
Were you able to analyze for nitrogen species in the drainage?
No, we didn't do that. No.
Were you able to analyze soil moisture used to tile or dry down tile work?
The soil. You know, we have a some of the other grad students who are working with me are measuring, like, we have a wells that are managed, looking at the water table between untiled and tiled, but I haven't seen that data. But we didn't measure the soil moisture. I think they did. Have you, Hans, in the past measured for that? Oh, yeah. So.
Could you comment on the yield difference at Fargo and Prosper, because they're only 15 miles apart? That was like half the yield at Fargo.
Well, there's a difference in soil type, and, you know, I've had both years I've had low yields at Fargo, and I'm thinking, because I'm getting 100, I think 2012 I got 100 bushel corn and on average, and then I got a good stand this year, thinking I'm going to get good yields, and then it dried out, and I think the average was about 120 bushels, I think, was the overall average across the nitrogen fertilizer treatments. You know, I don't, if, because they're different soil types, I think Fargo's a little more clay than Prosper, but they're both pretty heavy, but it just, you just get, I don't know why. It's something I'm still thinking about, but maybe I'll have an answer in a couple more years. But
maybe you'll have to stay on longer.
Work on it.
Let's thank Matthew.